DJW, KN4VWA. For DJW, KN4VWA.
For VWA, KO4HKX.
KX, KN4VWA. What's happening, big man?
Driving the wife around so she can do some Christmas shopping.
Well, how'd you score? 80 what? Let me guess. 88.
I didn't ask. I passed and I didn't ask.
Well, was there really any doubt? You had that, man. Hey, did they tell you to go ahead and take the extra while you were there?
I started taking it and then I quit about halfway through. Because there was no way.
You still should have kind of gone through it and see where it concentrated, and that way when you do go to study for it, you're up on it.
Of it to know that I was not ready for that test.
When I went for my technician, but see, I've got an electronics background, so when I went for my technician, I passed it with a 90-something. I missed two questions because I didn't read them right. And I went ahead and took the general. Well, I missed passing the general by two questions. Well, I studied up, and then I passed the next month when they gave the test, I passed the general. Well, and they told me to take the extra at that time. Well, I only scored about 45 or 50% on the extra, so that one's a little more of a mountain to climb. So, and then I got some health issues and didn't get to move on up. But, yeah, I tell you what, I've got to start studying for that extra and go ahead and get my extra.
I'd like to do that, but I would like to do it as a class where you could actually learn something and ask questions and not just try to memorize and pass the test and then have to learn all of it. I don't like doing things that way.
But now some of that stuff is theory, and yeah, I'm not sure who, and some of the math on it is PhD level math. If you go and look at the extra that Dave and Gary teaches online, you'll go, oh, man, okay.
I've watched a little bit of that and looked at it. Yeah, it's tough.
Who's blowing the horn at you, KN4VWA?
Fresh Gags, the alarm's going off here on the vehicle next to me.
Where you are, because the cops come over and get you.
I'm telling you where I'm at. I'm sitting outside the old Navy in Cherrydale.
Power. Don't set the alarm off, KN4UBG.
It too gets in trouble because I'm just running on medium with 25 watts.
They're on you.
What you up to, Steve?
Kevin, what's happening, big man? Oh, sheesh, same old stuff, different day. I've been wrestling back and forth trying to get my wife's car picked up. That's after I went to a men's breakfast this morning at 7:30 at the church. Come back, wrangling around with my wife's car. Then we did a brake job on the front of my son-in-law's truck. And I have just thrown up my hands with the whole mess trying to wrestle with that house because it's been shown 6 times today. And we got 2 more offers coming in. And you know what? I'm going flying.
Are you still in your house?
Dude, I'm going down to Foothills Flying Club.
Coming over in that area. What? You've been a little closer to me, right? Or is that farther away?
No, it's a different one. It's over here on the corner of, it's only about 8 minutes from my house.
That's a different one. I was thinking about another one over here by next to my house here, over by Greenville. Yeah, I'm on my way over to the deer processor here. I'm going up 418 by McDonald's here and headed over here to the deer processor. I went and killed one this morning and had to drag that joker a half a mile. And about 250 yards of that was uphill. And the rest of it was level ground, and I got downhill about 300 yards downhill. And boy, I tell you what, I drug that deer so far, he's got skin spots on his side. Looks like he got road rash.
Well, I hate to tell you this, but I've shot two more this season, both of them from my front porch. Well, I take that back. One from the front porch and one from the garage.
That sounds like my kind of hunting. I just need to bring us a case of Pepsi, some ice over, and some snacks, and we just sit outside.
Hey, what? Shot one for my son-in-law and my daughter, and I'm putting that one in the freezer for me. Unless I come up with some more freezer space, I'm not going to take another one this year. I'm real conservative with the number I take off of there.
That, man. I've got to go. This is my third time this year, man. Usually, I'm usually about two or three running by now. You know, but this morning, I was willing to take anything. I didn't care if it was a doe, buck, whatever. I looked at this joker twice before I shot it through the scope. I didn't have that much time because it was turning and getting ready to go away from me. It was coming in from my left, and he was headed, you know, kind of dead in front of me by that time, and then he turned straight in front of me and was taking off. And I'm like, okay, well, it's either now or never. And that joker turned. When he turned, I got him. Looked like I shot him right below the rear end, and he come out the left hip. It blew the whole left hip out. He wasn't dead when we got to him, and we done waited about 30 minutes. And turned around, and I said, okay, well, you know, he's got to be dead by now. You know, and I was like, no, we got over to him, and he had his head sticking up looking at us. I was like, oh, man, that's... You know, that's a little spike, you know, about 2.5-inch spike. Well, you know, he'll work too. He'll go in the refrigerator. That'd take 9mm and shoot him in the head. Hated to do that, but, you know, that's meat in the freezer.
You want to let one lay and suffer. That's a fact. So, but I tell you what, I got my deer trained where they just come up there in the front yard and take a pose, and I take them.
Wished I could get mine to where when I shoot that joker, he'd run for the back of the car, not away from the car. If I could get him to run to the back of the car and jump in the back, I'd be doing good. Because the last one I shot down there last year, I shot that joker in the side. I shot it in the left front shoulder. I missed the heart. I took out the lungs, went through, came out the right rear leg. It came out that shoulder part on the back, and I gutted it all at the same time. I kid you not. The power of my 300 wind mag blew her whole stomach up, the bottom of her stomach. It looked like you took a knife and just opened it up. And that joker run about 350 yards from where I shot her at to we found her. And about 150 feet from her, she lost her lungs and her heart and was still running and jumped up about 6 foot on the bank over a ditch and laid down and died, and there was blood everywhere there. I don't know how she did that, but she did. And I got her to the skinner and told him how I done it. And he's like, man, he said, I don't know how you done that, but he said, you gutted it, skinned it all, or, you know, gutted it all in the same shot. I was like, yep, that's, you know, that's a good shot there.
All right, well, listen, I've just arrived at the flying field. Patrick, congratulations on your general, bud. And next month, you can go grab that extra. And I might just go with you. Both of y'all have a good day. I'm going flying. KN4, VWA. I am more than less clear.
Steve, have a good evening.
Out there, Steve. We'll talk to you later. KN4, VWA. KN4, UBG. Yeah, I'm on. about the destination, my destination over here at the skinning place on 418 here. Drop his deer off and head back to the house. I think I'm going to go home and lay down for a while. Got up at 5 o'clock this morning trying to beat traffic down there where we was at. Or not traffic on the road, but the traffic in the woods. And still got there, and there was some people still in there when we got there. So I guess they got there about 5:30 probably. But you have a good one, Patrick, and we'll talk to you later. JN4, UBG. I'll be clear out to your final.
For you, VG, I believe it was. Have a good evening. Congrats on taking some meat for the freezer. Hopefully next week I'll get to do that. So, 73 KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear.
Man, yeah, you got it just about right there. You, the U was supposed to be a U instead of a B. It's Kilo November 4 uniform, Bravo Gulf. But yeah, I appreciate it, man. You have a good one out that way, and we'll talk to you later. Pulling in the parking lot here.
HKX in 0TR.
4HKX. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Patrick. Well, I'm getting ready to shut this thing off and go upstairs. I heard you say you took the test, but we got off talking to something else we was talking about. But I just wanted to say congratulations on passing your general and the extra will come in time. It just takes a little work. Leastwise, you don't have to pass the 20 words a minute now. That was the hardest part for me. That's been 28 years ago. Anyways, I'm sure you're proud of getting your general, and congratulations, Patrick. I'll let you go. 73's on QRT for now. Send your OTR.
Tom, I appreciate that. And, yeah, I'll work on my general, but I have a feeling it's going to be a little bit before I'm ready for that one. I want to get a little more experience under my belt first. So, no rush on it yet. KO4, HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
HKX, M4ZLK.
ZLK, KO4, HKX. Hey, Shane.
Congratulations. I heard you were going last night. I heard you saying last night you were going, so congratulations.
Thank you, sir. Didn't know if I was going to pass that one or not, but I did.
Had to get it behind you. That's a good step. That gives you, opens up the privileges a lot more.
It does, but that also means there's a lot more education to come.
Next time, you can take it one thing at a time. And you've already come so far in just the little bit of time you've had your license, so you've learned a lot.
My whole desire for getting into the hobby, really, is after I quit working on cars, I didn't have anything to really feel like I was challenging myself to learn something new or my critical thinking skills, so this is what I landed upon.
Happy for you. Do you have a HF antenna at home?
If I have a center-fed dipole up, it's not in the best configuration where it's at, but it is up and it is tunable.
And?
It is. It's 160 through 10. Or, 160 through 10.
Well, that's everything then, pretty much. That should do it for you.
A lot on some of the HF bands, but I've made a few contacts on 10 meter with it, but not a whole lot. But now I have to start trying to make a little more.
I need to get my HF antennas up. I still haven't done it. But as you know, it's not a lot of time at home, so that day will come probably. But I need to get it done just so I can have it.
There's not a lot of time at home for me either, which you know that too. But, take one Saturday and just focus on that, devote some time for yourself. That's what I have to do, or I never get anything done.
No, I need to, but there's always something else to do, you know? There's yard work or something with the house, or the, or like today, I'm helping my youngest son move. So, there's always something to do.
But you've helped him move, and he can come help you put up an antenna.
They're the new little baby, so he needs some time at home. He works hard, too. So he needs to spend time with the little, with his wife and the little baby.
After that, no doubt, because you cannot get that time back, and that antenna will be fine where it's at.
I've got a vertical 10 through 40 that goes up pretty well. I need to get that up, and then I've got a bunch of little dipoles for the bands. 10, 15, 20, and 40, and 80. I can just kind of pick and choose what I want. If I don't want to, you know, buy anything else or make anything else, I've already got those. I just need to get them up.
Well, I went with the one I did because of the multi-band on it and limited space on places to put them. So I figured that would be best for me for now until I get moved.
Following my son-in-law, right now, he's K4HNR. I don't know if he's got the radio on or not. He got his license, and but then he works a lot, too. He doesn't, I think he listens to a radio or a podcast more than he gets on the radio. So he lives up in Fletcher and lives in an apartment. I need to get him more active on the radio as well.
Because that would be nice for me to have somebody up that way to talk to.
This is... I think it's over off Mills River somewhere, over near the airport, I believe.
Far from where I live.
We met his family. We went up. They lived up behind the Ingles up there off the airport road.
Mills River.
I'm not sure. They ended up moving. You take 25, well, his parents did. You take 25 off of 40, or 26, I mean, and... go towards Fletcher, and that very the very next road that turns to the left and crosses back over 26. I don't remember the name of the subdivision, but they moved into there.
The name of that one either. I don't go out that way a whole lot. I know about where you're at, but not familiar enough with the subdivision to tell you what the name of it is.
4HNR. Hey, just wanted to hop in here. I'm listening. Hey, Shane. Hey, Patrick. We live up there. My parents, they live in Riverstone is the name of that development. And, yeah, we grew up in Mills River, and we're from that area.
You on the radio. I live over in Penrose or Little River, not far from where you're at.
Awesome. We love living up there. And, yeah, Shane mentioned he got me into this, into ham radio, probably two years ago or so, and yeah, I need to be on here a whole lot more than I am. But yeah, nice to meet you over the radio too, Patrick.
Well, Connor, it's about time I heard you on the radio.
Smile, I know.
So life gets in the way sometimes, and you just get busy, and it takes a back seat.
We're actually in a convoy right now. I'm helping Shane and his youngest son move, and we're on our way up into Marietta.
Into Marietta. Don't you live up that way, Shane? In Cleveland, is that what I heard you say?
Go on past Marietta and head towards my house. My son's moving from Greenville near Furman up to a little place in Marietta. So a little bit closer to mom and dad.
I'm up in Cleveland and Marietta on Monday morning. That's where my route's at. I go all the way up there on 11, almost back to where 276 cuts off.
On down 11 from 276, I don't know, another 5 miles maybe, where Aunt Sue's is. I don't know if you're familiar with that. Near Table Rock, as you're headed towards Table Rock. And where my son's moving is right here at 186. Back off here, right off 276 at 186, heads off towards Dacusville.
Okay, if I'm correct, Aunt Sue's right there close to where 8 comes out and crosses 11 also, isn't it?
It's a little bit further down from 8, but you're right, it's not far.
I went through there, 2 weekends ago or last weekend, somewhere right in there. That's how I remembered it, because it's been a while since I've been that way.
Far from home, then. And Connor Patrick just got his license a couple months ago, and he took his general test this morning and passed. So he's a new general.
Some congrats, Patrick. Yeah, when I first got into this, I studied for the what's the name of the first class, and then I took the general in the same day and passed both of those, and I think it'll be a long, long time until we do the extra.
To look at that extra this morning, and that's going to be a really tough test, and rightfully so it ought to be, I mean, for what you're getting. So, but yeah, that's going to be a little bit before I'm ready for that one.
It involves the Morse code anymore, is that right, Shane, or is that still part of it?
Code requirement anymore, but I haven't taken it either. I've done a little studying for it, but I'm not ready yet either. Maybe one day. But yeah, no more Morse code.
Maybe one day I'll be able to. Shane, I can probably help you set up that antenna sometime, or hopefully when we move out of an apartment into a house, I'll be able to get a nice little setup.
Connor, you know where we live. Go ahead, Patrick.
I was just going to ask Connor what he done for a living.
Estimator for Baker Roofing Company. So I estimated the commercial roofs. And that's actually where Shane's son-in-law, Seth, he works there too. He's out of the Greenville office. So we both work in roofing.
Well, that's good to know. There's always roofs to be put on.
K4WCL.
N4ZLK, go ahead.
Okay, good afternoon, K4WCL. I couldn't not jump in there. I'm in the roofing industry as well. Connor, I believe it is, it works for Baker Roofing. Probably knows who Healy Brown is, but I work for a roofing distributor. I work in the Atlanta office, but we have an office up here in Greenville as well.
NR. I'm not sure I'm familiar with Healy Brown, but yeah, it's the roofing industry's been fun. I've just been in it for about 2 years, and yeah, as long as it keeps raining and buildings still have roofs on it, we'll still have a job.
Got it. Target. Healy Brown's a family-owned company. It's not one of the big corporate names like ABC or Beacon, but been in Atlanta since 1939. If you do the math, I think that's 82 years. Been in Malden mainly, but just moved the warehouse to Greenville since the late 70s. So if you've only been in the industry a couple of years, you may not know who they are. It's just a small, family-owned, 9-branch location in the southeast. Anyway, I don't want to hog it, and I don't want to take over y'all's conversation. I just, when I hear the word roofing, my ears perk up. Name is John, Juliet Oscar Hotel November, Mobile and Pickens. We are weekend residents of Pickens County. Live in the Atlanta metro area during the week. And we'll be retiring up here in a couple of years. I wish a couple of months. Back to you guys. Thanks for letting me jump in. Kilo 4 Whiskey, Charlie Lima.
Hey, John, N4ZLK. And I heard you say Pickens County. We live in Pickens County as well. We're off 11. Where are you located in Pickens County on the weekends?
Not too far from you, Rocket Joe Cassie.
So I'm familiar with Joe Cassie. We live up on the other side of Table Rock, going back towards Greenville.
Cassie's a golf course community right there at 178 and 11 there. Right at the Holly Springs country store.
5 miles up the road, maybe. maybe six, back towards Greenville. It's where I live. But well, welcome to the area, and I know, I don't know how long you've been coming up here, but I'm sure you can't wait to retire up here. Well, it's good to meet you. We're actually pulling into our destination. Patrick, we'll talk to you later. John, nice to meet you, and Connor, I'll see you in a minute. N4ZLK.
KO4NUE. Second, I'll be right back to you. Shane, 73's to you. Connor, nice to meet you. Jump in more often. I'll be glad to talk to you anytime. And John, I believe it was, 73's, nice to meet you. KO4HKX. And I'll be on the side, monitoring.
D to keep it legal here. PL Pickens in the breaking station, go ahead. 73, guys, thanks for letting me jump in.
KO4HKX/AE. This is KO4NUE. Congratulations, sir. Congratulations. I'm proud of you. Thank you, Chad. I appreciate that. But it's just AG, not AE. I said it's AG, not AE. I didn't pass the extra.
That's okay. I got close enough, didn't I?
Oh, yeah. On skates.
Thanks, buddy. And I got some stuff for you in my truck here. It's study stuff or extra.
All that I can get, because I took a look at that test this morning and whoa. KO4HKX. Tell me about it, bud. Tell me all about it. Just went in. I wasn't 100% I was going to pass the general. But I passed it, and I decided, well, I'll go ahead and look at the extra why I'm here and see what it is. And that was a tough test. I mean, I didn't even know what to think about some of that.
Do you have a little bit of anxiety when you went in there for the general?
Just felt like I wasn't prepared like I normally am for stuff. And that's partly my fault, but... You know, I made it happen, so kind of just felt like I rushed it a little bit.
I wouldn't worry about it. I mean, you passed, and I know when I went and took the general and the extra, I was shaking. Well, I sat down to take the test, and I was literally shaking. And my wife went with me to take the technician. And everybody had finished taking the test. I mean, we sat there another 10 minutes waiting on her. And I was thinking, oh, no, she's not going to pass. And she's, you know, I was worried. But she ended up, I don't think she missed, one or two. And she just said, I was reviewing my answers to make sure they, you know, they were right. But I'm just tickled to death, man. I am just tickled pink you got your license. I got your general. And just, that's a whole new world. Just a whole new world.
Forward to putting it to use. Maybe I can get on the HF later today or tomorrow. And Gary, if you're going to be around Wednesday, I'd like to meet up with you, and I have somebody riding with me you might be interested in talking a little bit with.
As far as I know, Patrick, I'll be around, so just give me a call. You got my phone number?
I do. My grandfather's going to ride with me Wednesday, so I'm not planning on doing a whole lot of work. He just wants to ride around in the tool truck, so that's what I'm going to do.
When we meet up on Wednesday, I'll bring this extra class stuff and pass it on to you, and I will give you some study, some stuff to start studying, and we'll go from there.
He's a retired Navy. I don't want to say ex-Navy because I don't think you ever get out of that service, but he's retired Navy, so I figure you and him will have quite a bit to talk about.
No, once you've been in the military, you don't ever get out. If they called me today and said they needed me tomorrow, I'd be on the way someplace. But I'm sure he's the same way. Of course, our age, they won't bother us too much anymore, I don't guess. But I'd love to meet the gentleman. KI4DOS Mobile.
I can tell you this much. He will talk your ear off. He's a talker. But he's always been that way, and that's what I know him as. And I guess that's where I got the gift of gab from myself.
Getting him interested in ham radio, let him get his license. Yeah, all hams love to talk.
Be good for him, but I don't know that his mind would allow him to pass the test right now. But I think it'd be fun for him, especially when he's sitting at home all the time.
No doubt about that. It'd definitely be fun. But, give me a call Wednesday. I'll be home. I don't know what I'll have to do, but I'll make time for him and make time for you. That won't be a problem.
Yeah, I do appreciate that. And sorry you weren't there this morning. I know you were busy, though. I do appreciate the encouragement and the help understanding some of that. Go ahead, Chad.
NUE. Patrick, have you told Daniel?
I texted him and you, both of you and Daniel at the same time, but he knows.
Back in town yet?
So I hadn't heard a whole lot from him today. He just said congratulations, and that was pretty much it.
Go ahead, Walt.
Boy, I'm telling you, I mean, we're going down now.
KO4HKX, congratulations, Patrick. I guess we can add you to the list now that you got your general for the round table on Tuesday night, because you are doggone be sure asking questions like Chad did when he got his general. Go ahead and pick it up, whoever.
I appreciate that, and I'm sure I will have lots of questions, and I'm sure I'll make lots of mistakes along the way, but that's how I learn. So, but I appreciate you gentlemen's support and help.
NUE. So, KO4NUE, KI4DOS, K4OIM, and KO4HKX. I'm just tickled to death for you, Patrick. I don't know what to say, man. I got my son in the truck. He's been thinking about going to get his tech license. I'm not sure what he thinks about all this. But I am just absolutely tickled to death for you. And I know that's a load off your shoulders, and I know that is a difficult test. And I'm just glad you I'm just glad you stepped up, because that is something you just have to step up to the plate and just grin and bear it. And you did it. So congratulations, brother. I'm tickled to death for you. KO4NUE.
PG Mobile. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening, sir. KO4NUE.
K4DOS Mobile.
Jax, hello.
I forgot your name, Kevin, but K4OIM, portable.
I just got back in the car from a deer processor over here, headed back towards the house, and I was listening to everybody. Congratulations there, Patrick, on the general class. I meant to tell you that earlier, and I had to hop out right quick. But congratulations. Yeah, I had to go get some meat put in the refrigerator, so I done got that done. Now I'm fixing to go home and probably sit down and take me a nap.
I appreciate that, and good luck. I know you got that shot there, and I'm glad you got you some meat in the freezer.
One of those days the wind was blowing so bad, I didn't think I was going to get anything today. We got in the woods, and I got up 5 o'clock this morning and took off, and I guess about 5:45, I got there, and we started hitting the woods by 6, or a little after 6, and by the time we found the spot, it started getting daylight, and I was like, okay, and good day today, and the next thing I know, the wind started blowing. I was like, oh, my goodness. We ain't gonna be able to hear nothing or see nothing. We got up, or I got ready to, you know, get up, and told my nephew, I said, you know, we'll just get up and walk up back up to the edge of the field here and walk around the edge of that field to where I shot the other one at and see what we see. And about that time, I looked over and I seen that one walking, and I just had about a 20-second shot. I waited for about 20 seconds, you know, to see if another one came out because he was going to take it. And didn't see it, and I had to take the shot. So I blowed the whole left hip out and had to kill it with a 9mm when we got to it, after I let it lay there for 30 minutes. But it was going to die no matter what. It was going to bleed out. But that's one in the freezer. I'm happy.
UE. Well, I'm happy for you, sir. I never met you. Me and my dad used to do a lot of hog hunting. We'd go to Florida, down toward Tallahassee in a little place called Buckville. And we'd go for 3 weeks at a time. Never much was into deer hunting. I just, too cold. I went a couple of times and wore a set of jungle boots that my dad had from Vietnam, hot weather boots, and had some electric socks. And them electric socks got my feet all sweaty. And then the batteries died up in the stand. And I like to have froze to death. I mean, I don't think I've ever been that cold before. And I just never could get back into it. But congratulations. Get a doe or a buck?
It's Spike this morning. I thought it was a doe. I looked at it two or three times, but it was so far away. It's probably, I don't know, it's 110 yards probably away from me. And I was, you know, I was looking to see if it was a doe. I was going to take it either way. But he was about a 2-inch spike. He weighed about 100 pounds when I got there with him. So, but yeah, I've been in that situation that you said there. I had some electric socks one morning, and I was walking through a little trail. And it's kind of like a little logging road, and it was pretty solid. And I was walking along, and all of a sudden, there's a big old hole. And that jugger went up to my knees. I got my boots wet, my electric socks wet, batteries died or shorted out or something. And had to go set in the wooden ladder stand that morning. And oh yeah, it was cold. It was about 22 degrees outside that morning. And I had to get up and stand up and dance around for a while, and the sun finally came out and warmed up a little bit. And that's the only thing that saved me. But yeah, been there and done that one. And don't want to do that again. So what you been up to, Gary? KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Well, me and Dad and Perry have been over there working all day. We about wore out. Didn't get it all done. We're going to go back to it again in a couple of days or a week or so and get the rest of it finished up. But had a good day today, and I've arrived here at the house. I have some good timing. I'm going to jump out of here and go in the house and see what my pretty little brides are doing. And then I got to come back outside and unload my truck. I got a bunch of junk I need to get out of it. So I'll say 73 to the group. Hope all y'all are doing well. And Walt, I got the stuff for you. I got to get you over here pretty quick. And so you can get it up in there. So y'all all have a good day. Say 73 to the group. And congratulations on getting the deer today. And Patrick, again, congratulations on getting your general. Sorry I wasn't over there to be part of it, but that's something else we need to get done. Got most of that done, so it all works out good. 73, y'all. Have a good evening. KI4DOS, folks.
Hey, you have a good one out that way, KI4DOS. I'll say 73 to you, and have a good one. Just, you know, keep the heat on tonight. It's supposed to be another cold night out there.
Gary, and again, thank you for all your help.
K4WCL,
jumping back in here if anybody's still in there.
WCLKO4HKX, I'm still here.
Hello, the guy that passed the general today?
That would be me, KO4HKX, Patrick.
All right, well, I wanted to wish you a congratulations, too. That's a big step in the world of amateur radio. Hoping you already have an HF radio and antenna set up and ready to go.
Roger that, I do. It's sitting at the house waiting on me.
Gear you got set up?
I have a FT-991A and a center-fed dipole.
991A is a nice little all-around radio. Yeah, I'm sure it'll serve you well. Do you have it set up to operate digital modes, FT8 and all that?
No, sir, I do not. I don't know a whole lot about that.
I'm not going to find sideband. I don't know if you do CW. I did CW only when I had to. But you'll find a lot more activity on the FT8 frequencies. It's not all that hard to set up, not all that hard to use. I could probably walk you through a good bit of it on the radio. But it's a great mode, man, for working weak signals. It's not a conversational mode. I mean, you're going to exchange the basic information to make an official contact. But it's a lot of fun. You can work signals. You can barely hear or not hear at all sometimes.
A lot of talk about it, and I obviously know a little bit about it from taking the general test, but as far as setting it up and getting it on the air, I don't know anything about that.
Well, you guys have a good one out that way, and I'll talk to y'all later on. I'll say 73 Stevens, because I'm about to pull back in the driveway here. When I get down to the bottom of the hill, I'm going to be a little bit weak. But I'll say 73, y'all have a good one, and we'll talk to y'all a little later on. KN Bore, UBG. I'll be clear.
73 is Kevin, KO4NUE.
Kevin, congratulations on putting some meat in the freezer.
Kevin, K4OIM.
Good deal there on getting the deer today. I heard a little bit of that as I jumped back in the truck there. Good deal. K4WCL.
4PKI.
4PKI. J, I believe I missed the last of that.
Yeah, Bravo Kilo India. Juliet. KJ4PKI. Bravo Kilo India. Yeah, Rock Hill.
Well, go ahead. KO4HKX here and KO4NUE. And I can't remember Walt's call right now for some reason.
Yeah, I was writing some down. I've got a bunch, but I don't know. He's talking over here about 10 years ago, right, sort of got my tick. And I lost a wife, I lost interest and quit for a long time, get back into it. But I heard a fellow talking, he lives near Sue's restaurant, and I have some friends that live across from Table Rock, the South Gate. I was going to look to see if he knew him or not.
He's no longer on here. He's helping his youngest son move, and they got to their destination, so he stepped out for the time being.
Okay. I was going to check and see if he probably knows them. Dennis done a lot of hunting. Jane, she taught elementary over on, I think it's one. We got in the store where the other fellow lives, the golf course, and take a left going toward the. Starts with a P, whatever that town is. Anyway, she taught down there near an old mill or something down there. But Jane and Miss Chastain's, they got a big place down there, the house. They cross the Table Rock. I'm going to see if they knew them.
On here quite a bit, so you might want to check back. KN4ZLK is his call.
4, something you said.
ZLK, Lima, Kilo, or what is it? He says ZLK, and that's just how I remember it.
K4WCL, that's Sean, I think. Or somebody, I don't know. I had a bunch of them written down, but I was scribbling too. Anyway, just wanted to check and see. I listen to y'all a lot, and I have checked into the net, but like I said, that was over 8 years ago, and getting back into it, so it's KJ4BKI, like I said, Rock Hill, so up there in the upstate. I'm not as far as y'all are, but appreciate the break, and I'll be getting back in. Y'all take care. back to the group, K4BKI. We gone.
Yeah, K4WCL is John. I'm a part-time resident up here. Wishing I was a full-time resident. But stationed in Rock Hill there. I know what Cindy's is. We've driven by there a bunch of times. We've never stopped there, so maybe we'll have to do that. Guys, I appreciate you letting me break in here several times, just about to the house, so I'll say 7-3. And nice to meet everybody this afternoon. Kilo 4 Whiskey Charlie Lima, Northern Pickens County, 7-3.
Nice to meet you, and look forward to talking to you again. KO4HKX.
RYP, this is KO4NUE.
KO4RYP.
Have a good day.
It's been interesting, but Abby is home.
Well, me and your son is on the way home. And I just gonna let you know we're in front of Bob Jones and headed that way. So also gonna let you know Patrick got his general ticket today. So just wanna let you know.
Be exciting. That is great news for Patrick. I may not be here when you get home, but I'll call you in just a minute on the phone and tell you.
Reason I was calling, could you look on the calendar real quick and tell me who's calling Annette tonight?
Stand by.
Hey, Patrick, pick it up. She can break in.
KO4HKX. So what you been doing today, Chad?
Me and my son was working with him for a little bit. And we're trying to get back to the house, take a look at his car. He's got the engine back in the thing, and got the overheating issue straightened out. But we're having a problem with the right front caliper on it. It's, I think, one of the pistons. The pistons is sticking, and it won't release off of the caliper off of the rotor too well. It's one of those quad pistons, and I'm pretty sure one of them's sticking, but I'm not exactly sure how I'm going to straighten that out if it can be, other than taking it apart and cleaning it up. But, we're tired. I don't know if we're going to be able to do that or not, but we're going to try.
Just a heads up on that brake line. You probably know it, but if it's got the rubber in there, the inside lining will come apart and act like a check valve and won't let the brake lines release or brake caliper release like it's supposed to.
You usually run into that on the, when you pick them up on a lift, it bends, it damages the rubber or just old or this, that, and other, but I actually did not think of that, so I appreciate you letting me know. I have run into that before, but I will check that. Honestly, that's probably what it is.
See how I know that. You came with lots of experience.
I got on the older stuff. I've gotten where I just chained the axle tubes to the chassis before I pick them up on the lift, because it just puts a little bit of tension on that hose going to the splitter at the differential, and it does it every single time. So I did not think about that, but I will check that out.
I have to hop off here. My wife is wanting me to go in the store with her, so I do appreciate all y'all's support and encouragement along the way, and look forward to talking to you guys on the HF now instead of having to be on the repeater all the time. So I'm going to say 7-3 to everybody, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your finals.
Congratulations to you. Congratulations. I'm proud of you, bud. I'll be clear with you.
UE, KO4RYP.
KO4RYP.
Dave's calling the net tonight.
Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate it. KO4NUE, KO4RYP, I'm clear.
On the way home, KO4RYP, I'm clear.
LE, K4OIM.
Kim, KO4NUE.
I was going to ask Patrick, not saying he knows more than you do before he had checked out there, but my daughter just had a transmission put in her truck about a year and a half ago. And yesterday morning she was going down 85 and was going to get off on 290 down at Duncan. And all at once, the RPMs ripped up on the engine. And the thing quit pulling. And she put it in every gear and it won't move. She ended up having to pay $100 to get her towed home and lose a day's work. And the transmission was a used transmission out of the junkyard, but the thing hadn't been slipping or nothing. Full of fluid. And she had this shade tree mechanic come out here today and tell her she needed a new transmission. But that thing, it hadn't been slipping, making no noise or nothing. Just all at once it quit. Do you have any idea what it could be?
It won't.
Colorado 1500.
A 4L60 or a 4L80, I think. So, Walt, I can tell you what I know about them. So, on the bottom pan, when you pull the bottom pan, there is a valve body in there that has four solenoids in it. And there's a separate solenoid that sits in the front of the valve body for the torque converter lockup. Normally, when it is something that is mechanical, they'll slip a little bit and give you some kind of indicator that it's an issue, that something's coming, in other words. But when they just quit entirely, it's typically a solenoid in the bottom of the transmission, and it's not hard to get to, but I don't have the tester to test them, or I could help you out with it, but let this repeater drop. There's a tester you can plug into the thing to tell you kind of what's going on. I'm just curious, though, so let me ask you a couple of questions. Did it make any noise when it quit?
Down the interstate, and said just all at once, she didn't hear nothing. It just, the RPMs revved up, and she rolled over on the side of the road, and tried it in every gear, and it wouldn't move. But this morning, when the engine was cold, she went there and started the thing up and pulled it down in gear, and it wanted to move, and then it just quit.
Let me stand by.
Oh, I am on standby.
All right, never mind. The second question I got is the check engine light on.
First she's ever on, the check engine light stays on, Chad.
I'll come over here tomorrow and pull the codes off of it, and might get lucky and get a transmission code off of it and see kind of what since the transmission module is spitting a code out, and that'll give some kind of indicator of probably what's going on. But we'll see what we can do. We'll see what we can do to diagnose it. Sometimes they'll leave a code that pops up on the dashboard, but you have to have a code scanner to pull that, and I do. And maybe we can clear it, and I doubt that's gonna help, but we'll try and see.
Yeah, thing to happen right here at Christmas, and My old Ford truck's the only thing going now. So either I'm going to have to get up early in the morning, have her at work down next to Woodruff, well, down there next to the Barnyard Flea Market on 101. I got to have her there at work at 6 o'clock, have my grandson with me, come back home and have time to drink a couple of cups of coffee, take him to school, then go back to school at 2:15 and pick him up, bring him home, and then me and him have to get in the car and leave here about 5 o'clock in the afternoon to go pick her up at work and come back, or either let her drive my truck and keep my grandson out of school Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And I don't know, Chad. When I was married, I wouldn't even let my wife drive my vehicle. But I just don't like letting somebody else drive my vehicle, Chad.
K-O-4-N-U-E, K-4-O-A-M. I know, Walt. I get it. This is a bad time. But I'll help you the best I can help you with it, and I'll come over tomorrow, and we'll see what kind of codes we can pull off of it and see if that's helpful at all. And if it looks like it's going to be some kind of solenoid or something, I'll see if I can find something to test it with, find out what's going on with it. But that's a tough one, but I know it is, especially this time of year. Is she using the truck to go to work now, or your truck, or what?